first presenter is Reverend Will Mackey, our VP of Enrollment Management. Will will take off here, and then Dr. Tim McKethan, and then Dr. Light, our host, will wrap us up. And so, yeah, good to be with you, and congratulations again to each of these award recipients. Will?
Great. Thank you, Dr. Pierce. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you. The General Superintendent's Ministerial Scholarship Fund was created for Nazarene students attending Nazarene colleges who are called into preaching ministry. Its primary purpose is to encourage undergraduate ministerial students to be actively preaching as they pursue their ministerial training. This program seeks to assist schools in the development of a generation of preachers inclined toward evangelistic outreach. This year, we have two wonderful students receiving this scholarship award, Reverend Bailey Tubby from the South Texas District, enrolled in the Pastoral Leadership major, and Reverend John Ashby from the Michigan District, enrolled in the Pastoral Ministries majors. Bailey currently serves as the Children and Youth Ministry Leader, as well as a Worship Leader at Nagatoshis. Did I say that right, Bailey? Nacogdoches? Nacogdoches. First Church of the Nazarene in Nacogdoches, Texas. She is passionate about evangelism and discipleship. She loves sharing the gospel and helping people grow in their faith. Bailey, we wonder if you would share a couple of your favorite things about your current ministry opportunity.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where to begin. This has been the church where I have felt the call on my life and felt the ability to be bold in that call on my life. My church is filled with numerous different generations, and they are constantly uplifting and encouraging me. The lead pastor is my husband's best friend, and my best friend's husband. So we do constant life together. It makes ministry just even more exciting and fun when you're doing it alongside people who love God and also love you and are praying for you. I feel like as I continue to step into the boldness of the call that is on my life, the church has encouraged me every step of the way. And the Sunday that I preached my first sermon in front of all of them, the amount of encouragement that was surrounding me was amazing. And it wasn't me that was up there. It was the God that's inside of me and inside of all of us. And getting to see him use me in this church that my whole family's in as well has been so beautiful. They were raised Baptist, so getting to see women take a leadership position in a church has been really cool for my parents and for my grandparents. And it's changed all of our hearts and all of our minds around it. And so I couldn't even pick one singular thing. I love it all. I love our students. I love our adults, I love our children. I mean, I'm genuinely blessed in so many ways. Sorry, I'm not going to get emotional. But, I mean, it's amazing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bailey. That's sweet. That's very special. Bailey, would you also just share with us a couple of your favorite things about your NBC experience?
Honestly, one of my very favorite is having Dr. Hines give me a call and pray over me. Getting to know that the people who are teaching you are also praying for you is something that just gives me an immense amount of peace and trust in knowing that I truly do feel like all of my professors have my best interest at heart. And life, I'm being a little honest with y'all right now, life has been a little hard the past few months. I had a miscarriage about a month ago and found out a week ago. go, I'm pregnant again. So it, which is a huge phrase. And I'm sharing this because, I mean, that is God's doing things in our lives. And then you're doing ministry and working full time and doing school and all of the things. But I don't feel like at any point I've had a professor who isn't praying for me. And I believe that that is why God has given me the strength to make it as far as I have, is because of the prayers that are truly, I can feel them, that are being sent up for me from all of you.
Amen. Thank you, Bailey. Bailey, if you would permit us, we'd like to take a moment and pray for you right now before we move along any further. We're so grateful to hear of the good news. Thank you for sharing that with us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're asking for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual strength and protection on Bailey and her unborn child. Will you bless her, encourage her, strengthen her? Will you bless and protect that unborn child? And will you allow that child to grow and be born and be dedicated to you and grow to love you and serve you all of his or her days? We join Bailey and her family in prayer and ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Bailey. Thank you for sharing that. Susan, if I'm correct, I don't believe Reverend Ashby was able to join us at this point. Am I missing him at this point?
Yeah, I do not see him. Yeah, maybe he'll come on later, but
sure.
Right now he's not.
Thank you. Unfortunately, John Ashby isn't able to join us today, but let me tell you a little bit about John. John currently serves as youth pastor at Clyde Park Church of the Nazarene in Wyoming, Michigan. He is passionate about discipleship and assisting believers, both kids and parents, to grow in their obedience to God's word. So Bailey and to John also, we congratulate you both. We thank you for your commitment to Christ, his kingdom, and for being part of the NBC family. We love you and appreciate you and are so excited to be on the journey with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
You betcha. All right, Dr. McKinnon, I think it is, I'll throw it over to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Vice President Mackey. The 2026 Evangelism Award is provided by the Chick Schaefer Center for Evangelism. Dr. Chick Schaefer has been a commissioned evangelist in the Church of Nazarene for many, many years. He was the professor of evangelism at Nazarene Theological Seminary, teaching there for 30 years until he retired in the year 2000. Dr. Schaefer has been giving this award for 15 years. It is a special joy for me to present this award because my wife Susan and I have known Dr. Chick and his wife Nancy for several years in a local church in Kansas City. The Chick Schaefer Center for Evangelism recognizes the importance of highlighting evangelism among our pastors and people. Therefore, this evangelism award was established to give to a graduating senior or a student entering his or her senior year who shows the greatest concern and effectiveness in reaching lost people for Christ. Nazarene Bible College truly appreciates this ongoing support for the advancement of evangelism and scriptural holiness by Dr. Schaefer and the Chick Schaefer Center for Evangelism, and especially how they support NBC students in this particular way and with this particular award. The recipient of this award receives Dr. Schaefer's workbook and DVD presentation entitled Witnessing Without Fear. The recipient will also receive Chick Schaefer's outstanding devotional book, Living in the Blessing. And finally, our Evangelism Award winner this year will receive a cash award of $200. And it is my pleasure to present the Evangelism Award for the academic year 2025-2026 to graduating senior Pastor Vicki A. McIntyre. Congratulations, Vicki.
Thank you.
Vicki, would you please tell us where you live, what church you attended, Pastor, and the kind of ministries in which you are involved in at your church.
I live in Wisconsin. I am the lead pastor at the Randolph Park Church of the Nazarene in Janesville. We have several different services a week. Yesterday we had our food pantry service, where we have between 60 and 100 people who come into the church, listen to a message first, and then get their food. We spend time with them, asking for prayer requests, that kind of thing. My help at the food pantry is made up mostly of people from a local halfway house.
Hello.
That are getting skills to re-enter society. During the week, I work with the halfway house people.
Hi, Oliver.
We do Sunday school lessons or Bible lessons during the week with them. We work with them on projects. We have lunch with them every day.
Grandma's on the chapel right now, but I wanted to say hi.
They help us pack bags to feed homeless people. They unload my truck and I come back with truckloads of food.
Just miss you.
All kinds of stuff.
Are you doing good? You're a little tired?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We would especially like you to share with us some of the evangelistic activities you've been involved in. You know, it doesn't have to be immediately, but over the years, possibly. But I want to hear your heart for evangelism.
We can talk later. Bye.
We packed a truckload of stuff with hot food and personal care items and took it to a local group called the Dirty 30. It's a group of people living under a bridge. It was Thanksgiving or Christmas somewhere in that area. And we took them this food, and they were just crying that someone cared enough to reach out to them. We go to our library parking lot, where the homeless stay here in the summertime with the kids, and pass out popsicles and cold water. We pack things for nursing homes at Christmas time. We pack travel coffee cups and candy and stuff to take to the halfway house for the vets and the 150 people who live there that nobody wants to work with. And again, the food pantry, we have luncheons for them, Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff, and invite them into everything.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This concludes our part of the part.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Alan Leick, and I serve as the provost at Nazarene Bible College. It's my privilege to introduce to you Melody Finn, and she is the recipient of the Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society Award. So let me tell you a little bit about that before we before Melody tells us a little bit about her ministry. The Association for Biblical Higher Education, or ABHE. And everybody around the screen will recognize that acronym, ABHE. We spent some time talking with their representatives as a part of our reaccreditation process last week. ABHE has established the Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society for the purpose of encouraging and recognizing graduating seniors from the accredited institutions the institutions accredited by ABHE. And these graduating seniors have distinguished themselves in three areas: intellectual achievement, Christian character, and leadership ability. There are three Greek words from a text in Romans 12, 16, verse 10, that say, approved in Christ. Paul was writing at the end of his letter a number of personal greetings, and there was one person in particular, Apelles, who was recognized as being attested, as being tested and approved in Christ. The Greek words, dokoimos in Christos, is the Greek translation of those words. And they and the starting letter for each of those Greek letters, delta for doikmas, epsilon for n, and chi for Christos, are the foundation for the name of this honor society, Delta Epsilon Chi. The graduating seniors who are nominated for this must exhibit Christian character and leadership ability, must have a cumulative grade point average of at least 3.3. And so the faculty of Nazarene Bible College reviewed the names of the persons that were qualified to be considered for the honor. And then after reviewing the information about these students, the faculty voted and selected Melody Finn as the Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society member for the graduating class of 2026. Everybody give her a hand, if you would, please. So, Melody, one of the things that that those of us who have been around the school know, you've been at this for a while, yes? Yeah, all right. And is your microphone on?
It should be.
There you go. There, I just wanted to make sure that, that you could hear us. And so we're not going to, we won't take the time to tell all of Melody's story, but I just want you to know that she's persevered in the face of a lot of different challenges. And so the leadership and character of her person and her witness, as well as her academic achievements, are the reason why she was selected. So, Melody, would you tell us a little bit about where you live and the kind of ministry that you're involved in?
Sure. I live in Vancouver, Washington, and I am currently attending a church called River City Church. It is not a Nazarene church, but we work a lot with the homeless, people that are just struggling through their addictions. And my main job is to figure out how to connect the ministries of the church to the people in our community. I weekly am allowed to interact at a recovery cafe with people that are walking through addiction, and have a Bible study that I lead there. And then every month we have a community service day where we cancel worship and do services worship. And this last Sunday, I was able to pour into 10 single moms that are so broken and so hurting, but at the same time, we were able to point them to Jesus while pampering them and washing their cars and washing their feet and just being Jesus to them. And I consider it one of the greatest privileges of my life.
Excellent. That's encouragement for all of us. Thank you so much, Melody. The other question that, that I told Melody that we'd talk about is, tell us a little bit about how Nazarene Bible College has equipped you to be an effective minister in the place and places where you live and serve.
I thought about that question a lot, and I think I've just kind of come out of a pretty difficult season. About in October of 24, our pastor disqualified himself for ministry. And so I stepped in as an interim pastor for our church plant. And, you know, I remember there were multiple times when I just would spend time thinking about some of the classes that I was in, especially like spiritual formation with Dr. Self. And he shared so much wisdom with me. And I just appreciated how much that helped me to just keep pushing forward. You know, there were 90, 120 hour work weeks, and yet God helped me to hold steady and to continue to just be what he had called me to be in that season. I remember one of my classes was with Cheryl Slusher, and we started out, there were six in the class, and by week two or three, there was me. And there was no way first off, she became one of my dear friends, but in the beginning, I was not impressed. I could not figure out what she wanted me to write. And then it became especially difficult as I was the only one in the class, so I was answering my own discussion questions. And she would jump in occasionally to help me out. But I just pushed through that because I knew that I was doing what God was calling me to do. And I feel like that perseverance and that push has served me well. And even in that difficult situation, you know, where I'm the only one in the class, it has taught me just to continue to persevere even when you're the only one.
Right, good, right. So Cheryl Slusher used to teach English composition for us. It's been a few years since she and her husband retired. But the English comp class, as everybody around the room knows, is one of the least favorite courses. So it is because it's just learning skills and taking the time to make that happen. One of my seminary professors said in class one day that he could tell when someone had completely accepted God's call to the mission field when they cried their way through their language studies. English comp doesn't quite make people cry, though maybe it can lead to some frustration. But what Melody has just described with these two courses, and so Melody, if you'll let me, those who have a little history with Nazarene Bible College know Chuck Self was a longtime member of the team who passed away, I think, in 2016. I think that's right. But he was loved by all his colleagues, and he was the person that people would want to talk about when I'd attend district assemblies or general assembly. They wanted to know how Chuck Self was doing. And he was a perseverer as well, too. So it is our privilege to recognize Melody as the Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society awardee for this year. And Melody, you embody the perseverance and the embrace that it takes to follow the will and the call of God to evangelize, disciple, and minister to the world. So thank you. It's our privilege to make that award. So everybody, unmute, would you? And then clap for the three folks that have been recognized today, so they can hear your hand claps.
Congratulations, guys.
This concludes the chapel. It's my privilege to be able to complete our time, to close this time in prayer. So let's pray, everybody. Around our screen, Father, are the images of men and women that you called first to be your children, and then next you called them to be your servants. And you have given them grace upon grace along the way to continuously say yes to your call. And so we are so appreciative for all that is testified to by their presence, by their icons, their images in this meeting. We thank you especially for the life witness of these four NBC students. Their tenacity and their determinedness encourages us as we serve them and they serve others in the name of Christ for the sake of the kingdom. So we ask for your continued blessing. We ask for your continued sense of your presence. And we ask for continued clarity about the next step that you have for each of us as we say yes to you. And we trust that you will keep your promise to be with us until the end of the age. And we ask it in the name of the one who is the author and finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody said, amen.
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 Amen.